Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So start with me and get
recording. Recording.
You want me to go really close?
I don't care.
Recording.
Okay, ready?
Recording, recording, recording.
Hold on. Okay, wait, hold on.
Hi, everybody. It's Leah Black with Lunch with Leah, except we're having cocktails with Leah. Julie and Brandy from Dumb Gay Politics.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, Benz, we've all had our COVID test like three different times. We can take our masks off, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. We're
well,
outside.
We want you to keep yours on if you're next to anybody.
What's funny is I have herpes.
And we are, I'm almost 6 feet apart. I'm like 2 feet apart.
And we're outside if
and
you can't
outside.
Tell.
And we're outside. And there's a lot of air.
Yeah.
A lot
so,
of air.
Happy holidays, everybody. This is our COVID Christmas. We're going to stay socially distanced. Mm-hmm. There's only going to be three of us here, plus Brendan, our cameraman. So there's four of us. We have a table. Show them the table down there.
Oh,
it
no.
seats 20 people. And we're going to be 20 feet apart.
I wish we left it nice.
I know. And put all of our shit on there.
Well, anyway, that's whatever. We're not picking.
We're going to be different people. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to sit there and be like someone named like Jesse. And
okay.
then an hour later, I'm going to be like Melania. And then an hour later, I'll be like whoever. You like whoever
well,
you want.
You brought up Melania. What do you think Melania is thinking about not going back to the White House after January the 20th?
You know, Leah, I don't care. It's me, Melania. My husband is going to leave, and I'm going to leave too.
Do you want to leave?
Oh, yes. We already bought house.
Where?
With Baron and my parents.
Oh.
We bought house in Saint-Tropez. With,
is that fake or real?
No, that's not real.
Okay.
But
this
I,
is your dream?
My dream is Ivana called me. She said, you come to Saint-Tropez. And I said, you know what I
mean? But Ivana's the first lady. You're really the second first lady. Yeah.
Well, okay. That's okay. I think that I'm really first lady because I am first lady in the White House.
Oh, okay.
And Ivana is a first lady who'd get raped.
Jesus.
So
oh my God, she did allege that.
She did. She took back. I did not because I never made Donald Trump that mad at me. I never said, "Oh, get scalp reduction."
Yeah, facelift.
And then it got crazy with his scalp and his hair and the whole thing. But I did not do that. I gave him Baron. I meet all his friends. I hold hand when he want.
Do you get paid extra for holding hands, or is that part of the deal?
It's part of contract, but oh. if it's one hand holding per month, and you know that when we go off the Air Force One, when he tried to hold hand more than one time, that's when I go slap no.
Oh, no.
And that's when you see me, I say, not in contract, bitch, and then... Be good.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, people have been asking what I think about this election. Well, first of all, we should be grateful. Give thanks. We won. However, he doesn't want to leave. And remember,
no.
Michael Moore said 6 months, a year ago, 2 years ago, and so did Michael Cohen, that he's not going to leave the White. He doesn't want to leave. My dream would be to see Vinman, Lieutenant Vinman, and his brother escort
oh,
him
yes.
out in a straitjacket.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. How do you think it's going to go in New York, like, when he goes back?
I don't think he's going to go back to New York very much, because I think they hate him there. I think they're going to hiss him when he's on the street,
yep.
number
so
one.
So you think he's going to stay in D.C.?
No, I Florida. Think he's going to go down to Mar-a-Lago, because he can save on his taxes, number one. Number two, listen, like they say, L.A. is where you go when you want to be somebody. New York is where you live when you are somebody. And Miami's where you go when you want to be somebody else.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. It's a sunny place for shady people. He's going to fit
it.
Right in.
Oh, my God.
Remember when O.J. Simpson, after that murder, and then he got out of jail, he went down to Florida. The girls were hanging on him wanting their picture taken. I mean, and all those sycophant Republicans like Death Santas that they call him, D-E-A-T-H Santas, that doesn't believe in the mask, nothing's closed, the gyms are open, the indoors open, the outdoors open. And then you got Rubio, the empty suit, and then you got Scott, who, how he got, that's beyond, because there's so, he gave a deposition about this whole huge insurance fraud thing where he said, I don't recall, or took the fifth or whatever, it was like 7,000 million times. This is, it's a cesspool down there.
Yeah, well, apparently it's the swamp, and they really, they cleaned it up. They cleaned up the swamp. They took a vacuum. And they all, they sucked each other into it. Now they're going to go spit it out, I guess, in Florida.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Ted Cruz.
Oh, God, he's in Texas, but still.
I read that Goldman Sachs is going to move permanently down from New York now that they're all working from home. So they're going to go to Florida.
Well, this is perfect because they'll have the AG in place. They'll have the two senators and they'll have the governor and they'll have the Florida legislature. So they can break all the laws they want, and the chances are they're smart enough to just break state law. They won't break the federal laws because then they'll have a problem with the federal government. And they can just go down there and you know, be the grifters that they are.
Are you going to be grossed out now that you're going to have to do it?
Yes, I'm going
to
be grossed out. By the way, I'm wondering, remember when they went to France and they when they left, they took a bunch of stuff with them? They looted a bunch of artwork and stuff out of the place where they visited?
Wait, what?
Remember when the Trumps were visiting, I think it was France or Germany or one of those places, and when they left, they took a bunch of things that they liked from the either the hotel or where they were staying with them on the plane. I'm just wondering what they're going to try to loot out of the White House, if anything.
Oh, well, they're going to try and loot out the Constitution, the law. They're going to try and take the Bill of Rights. Trump seriously loves that administration, loves Nixon. They love Nixon. They love Nixon.
What about the pardons? He pardoned Roger Stone.
This is what I don't understand.
And Roger Stone has a Nixon tattoo covering his whole back.
I mean, it's worth looking into. Make America Great Again is a Reagan thing that they said and did. That was from, so they stole that from Reagan. Nixon, they're taking every single thing that they're doing with pardons and every crime, every part, it's all taken from Nixon's administration.
Yeah, that and was Nixon's. He gave him a template of how to do a lot of it. But Trump's taken it to the next level because he's got these sycophants around him that are like turning a blind eye because they want the power so much. They want the power so much they're willing to try to overturn an election. I mean, who would have thought?
What about Ivanka and what's his fuck?
Jared Kushner.
Yeah, Jared. Like, they're going to New York. Jared Kushner's already trying to, like, rehab his
image. Yeah, but they bought a
image.
Piece of property down in Miami, in Indian Creek, a $30 million lot, an empty lot.
I was so looking forward to them not being able to get a reservation in New York.
Oh, no. So now they've got Jared Kushner living down there in Indian Creek, which I'm sure all the neighbors are just outraged. Ugh. And then they've got his brother with the model living 10 minutes away.
That's right.
Carly Kloss.
10 minutes away down there. And then Trump's going to be at Mar-a-Lago holding court, which the neighbors are already suing him, said you signed an agreement that no one would live here more than 21 days at a time. He's going to try to live down there. And then he's going to have, you know, all those loony Republicans down there that don't believe in science, don't believe in the mask, believe the whole thing is a hoax, believe in the herd immunity, and that's what it's going to be. It's going to be from the swamp to the cesspool.
Isn't the guy who's dating his own son, his adopted son?
Who? Oh, Matt Gaetz. Yes.
Oh, Matt Gaetz.
Isn't he
in
Florida?
He's Florida.
Yes,
he's Florida.
He's the nut that made fun of the virus by putting the gas mask
yep.
on.
And then he suddenly had an adopted son no one had known about.
25 or 26 years old.
Mm-hmm. That he had tweeted about years ago saying, like,
do you find that strange?
Beyond.
Yes.
What do you think the real story
I think
is?
They're boyfriends.
Allegedly.
I mean, allegedly, and I, you know,
well,
I'm not, I yeah, I
mean,
look,
who
look.
Cares? I could care less, but who I think you should be upfront about it.
Well, the only reason I do care is that Matt Gaetz is a hypocritical, lying, bigoted piece of shit.
Yeah.
And that he can go and he's talking about sucking Trump's teat deek. He's like, he's the worst. He's one of the worst.
All my stuff
everything's
falling
out of your
all my pockets and my dress pockets. Well, the thing is, you know, that he's another one. You know, he was an anti-masker, too. They're all anti-maskers.
Yes. And dare I say, may I, that Matt Gaetz, we didn't hear anything about his son.
his son. And I probably,
Nestor.
Yeah, but why didn't we hear anything?
We never heard anything because he's not his son, first of all. And secondly,
well, he adopted him.
He tweeted two pictures of him at separate times, said, here's a fifth grader at a local school, didn't say his name, didn't say he lived with him, nothing, or like an eighth grader.
And did he adopt him?
No, it's this. It was a long time ago.
Oh, this was a long time ago. Now the guy's grown up.
And he just said, this is an eighth grader.
That doesn't make sense.
He didn't even name his name. He acted like he didn't know him. And then a different time he said, here's a, like a congressional
page. So he's had him since he was a minor?
Yes. Now, dare I, may I?
That's the shady thing.
Yes.
The plot's sickening.
Yeah. Yes. And
these are all their opinions. I'm just commentating here. Go ahead.
But the fact is that we'd never heard. Now, he had that public thing about, here's a fifth grader, and now here's an intern on my staff.
Yes.
Here's this young man. He's an intern. What a wonderful kid. Okay.
And it happened to be the one he adopted.
Yeah, but did he ever fit? Did he adopt him?
I didn't know if he ever officially did.
I'm not sure he officially adopted him, but maybe he did.
I don't know.
We will fact check that. However.
But does it matter? They're living together.
Yeah.
But the thing is that he came out, the reason, in my opinion, Julie Goldman's opinion, that he came out with that son is because it was during the time of all that immigration shit. And he
was afraid that it was going to come out that he had adopted an immigrant.
A, he has an immigrant son, and B, he was trying to play the opposite side and spin, how dare you say that I'm a white supremacist? How dare you say that I don't care about...
Hey, let me show you my token immigrant side.
Correct.
That I adopted.
That I have sex... adopted. Exactly. That's right. So... And not for nothing, and if it is, you know, I mean...
Brendan, you're tape recording all this, so you don't fall in the pool. Do you think we're crazy? Are we going to get in trouble?
I'm starting to shake like I have...
if the camera's shaking, it's Brendan's nerves.
We can edit anything.
Right.
No, we don't care.
It's just my opinion,
just
and he got to fight with people on Twitter who had said, that's your boyfriend, and how dare you, and blah, blah. And then that guy, as grotesque as he is, what he is great at, and the Republicans are great at, are taking... the fight to a level where they spin it around and use your words to use against you.
Yeah.
Wow, Matt Gaetz, is that your boyfriend? Why would you disparage the LGBT community and say such things that's disgusting that I would do, you know, and why is being gay disgusting and blah, blah, blah.
You know,
it's
what?
Like,
they want the power so bad that they've come up with a formula of how to keep it because they're a minority party for sure. So they can't legitimately win and hold on to power. So they have to somehow get the power. And that's how they do it. They have this formula now that Trump has taken to the next level. Everything's projection. Whatever they're saying, whatever they're accusing you of, whatever they're doing is probably, you know, that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Right. And they'll take what... And there's never any responsibility. There's never any self. There's never any self-deprecation. There's never any, you know, I'm sorry. There's
Trump has never apologized for anything. If you notice, that's the new way of doing things in the Republican Party. The new Republican Party is you never apologize for anything. He's really changed the party because I think, you know, that's the other thing. He's bragging about his 70+ million votes. There's about 85% of those people that are going to vote Republican, whether it's Trump or the Bugs Bunny. They're going to just vote Republican, period.
Yep.
So what he did do was he was able to bring on another certain amount of people, whatever that number is, 2 million, 10 million, 15 million, or 1 million, whatever that is, of people either that didn't vote are that are voting because they want America to be white again, and they want America to be first again, and they want those guns with the assault weapons. Remember Ted Cruz putting that bacon on that assault weapon and shooting it, and showing you how to fry bacon with the machine gun. And that was his commercial when he was running in Texas. So he did suck in a bunch of new blood. And so these Republicans are scared of him because they think he has all this power. What they're not realizing is probably about 85% of those people are going to stick with the Republican Party no matter what.
Yep.
So they're going to lose maybe a certain percentage of those fringe people that probably don't donate and only voted because it was Trump. So now they've created this monster and they are stuck with it. And they don't know what to do. They're already this new little coalition of the QAnons and the Trumpers and them. They're already chanting, "End GOP, get rid of the GOP, get rid of the GOP." Now they're making death threats against Republicans. The Republican governor in Michigan, because he wouldn't change the vote or throw it out do this or that. The Secretary of State, they're starting to give death threats to their own people. They're like, it's a circular firing squad. What are they going to do? I don't understand what they're going to do in the future.
Rick Wilson officially left.
I love him. He did, and so did Steve Schmidt.
Officially. And then the Lincoln Project put out a thing that their entire project
won't
go back to Republican.
What do you mean?
They're
never going to support another Republican until they extinguish Trumpism and the fight against democracy is what they're saying. Like they say there's only two parties, one pro-democracy and one not pro-democracy, and they're going to support the pro-democracy power, and that happens to be the Democrats. So there's nowhere to go.
Is that Scaramucci too? Because was
he in the Lincoln Project?
I thought he was, but
I don't know. Maybe he's a consultant or something. I don't know.
I mean, we take all of it with a grain of salt, and everyone's, you know.
Well, we do now, fine, but you know, here they're ordering new body bags in California.
Yeah.
They're ordering new ICE trucks for the dead bodies because they don't have, because this thing got out of control. Remember, it started because Kushner didn't want Trump to bail out the, quote, blue states.
All right, because that's not the government's.
But, of course, the blue states were hit first because New York and California are where everybody travels from all over the world. They fly into New York and they fly into California, whether it's from Asia or wherever, or whether it's from Europe. So that's why those two places got on fire. So they thought it was a blue state disease. Or a pandemic.
Which is already...
And they didn't want to fund it. So while we're shutting down for 6 weeks, the red states are out there going, it's a hoax, it's a Democratic hoax. You're not going to hear a word about it after November the 4th. And then they got it spreading, and now it's everywhere out of control.
Out of control.
But it's not like this everywhere else. We have 4% of the world's population and, like, was it 20% of the infections and deaths? Oh, my God.
L.A. County has more coronavirus cases than, you know, half the countries, in the world.
If you add them all up together, Oh, my God. So then there's that. And what else is going on in the news? What else do you girls want to gossip about before we wrap up?
Well, I feel like on MSNBC, I haven't seen a lot of coverage of the protests going on in D.C. when Trump when the Electoral College voted.
Yeah.
There was all these big protests, supposedly. I read about it, but I never saw it at all on the news.
No, they're the new. I mean.
Did you guys see it on the news?
But they said it was a $1 million march, and then apparently it was a couple of thousand people.
The people that were, the people said that they were doing a million man or a million person. Trumper march
and
against.
It turned out to be a couple of thousand people
Which is. Who's causing all the trouble?
This is another thing how they do. We're Antifa, terrorists.
Yes.
Who are the terrorists? All of the murders, all of the assault weapons, all of the marching where they're beating people up and killing them and death threats are coming from these Trumpers. They're not coming from anywhere. Antifa's not even an organization. It's a belief system.
Yeah.
An anti-fascism belief system.
Which is what's so hilarious that they're even able to take... They're even able to take Antifa, which is anti-fascism.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not into, you know, take your, whatever, burning your trash cans at Berkeley. I mean, literally, Antifa, that's what they're burning the trash cans at Berkeley and making it impossible for people to come speak. Okay, fine. They're annoying.
They're annoying. But they're not
They're against anti-fascists.
And they have turned that into their terrorists. When the real terrorist, that kid that went out and shot those three people and one died in Kenosha, is now a cult hero. And I wouldn't. If it were federal crime, Trump would probably pardon him. Who do you think he's going to pardon?
Oh yeah. Let's do you think he's going to pardon himself?
Yes, or step down and have his ego's so big. I don't know if he'll step down and have to pardon him. He might be the type that'll pardon himself and bank on the fact that the Supreme Court will back him up on it.
Yeah.
Well, you're a legal expert, not just because of Roy, in your own right. So, if he pardons himself, that doesn't just the Southern District of New York still charge him later?
Well, he's got the state charges that he can't pardon himself.
Okay.
And what I heard today is if he pardons Manafort, so what? He's got the state charges. But he's talking about pardoning his family, yep. Jared Kushner's family, including the father, Manafort. He already did Stone.
Who else? Flynn. Oh,
Flynn is out today calling for martial law in the swing states to make people vote all over again. So he wants to call out the army, shut down the cities, take everything to the streets with gunfire, with the army, and make everybody re-vote again. This is Flynn. This is the guy that Obama warned him about and said to be careful with Flynn that he appointed. Yeah.
And dare
National Security Advisor.
Yeah. And dare I, may I again interject. For every one of the Trump people who is yelling and screaming about communism and socialism and all of this stuff and Russia and blah, 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 what's funny is that you are actually in the playbook of the Russian, of what happened in Russia and why there is communism and why there is...
Too.
Yes, you are playing into
their playbook.
Lenin and Stalin and all of those guys. And
dictators.
You are playing into that.
They want to go democracy to autocracy, and then it will go on, keep going down that path. And that's the craziest thing about the Cubans in Miami. They're all like, well, we don't want to be a socialist country. Only for the rich. We want to just be a socialist for the country for the rich. But that's what a socialist country compared to, like, you're willing to let a guy steal an election, overthrow an election to stay in power? And you don't think that's, like, the most important thing in the world right now? You're worried about somebody getting food stamps so you can call them socialists? I don't understand.
Right, exactly. And yet you'll take the bailout, though.
Yeah.
You'll take whatever bailouts given to you.
Yeah, tax cuts.
Or tax cuts.
And you'll take Social Security.
And you'll take
Social Security. And Paul's the one that needs to go. If you look at all those programs that were started, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all those were Democratic programs.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? It's not socialism. We all pay into that.
Yes,
it's our money. They're saving our money for when we get old or have a rainy day. It's our money. The next generation's putting their money in, and we're using it, and the next generation will put their money in, and then the other people will use it. It's not the government bailout. It's our money. We're putting it into them.
People don't want to pay taxes. They don't want to pay into those programs.
No.
But they want a hospital. They want roads.
They sure do.
Right.
They want the air traffic
controllers. They don't know what socialism is.
They don't know
what communism is, and they don't know what...
And they're dicks.
They don't. So get a book.
Well, I kind of hope he does pardon himself and his family because it's so atrocious rotted.
Pardoning his financial advisor that did his books in New York.
Oh, I mean, he's gonna pardon Ghislaine Maxwell before it's all said and done, and they're gonna be pariahs.
He might.
I mean, I want to see all of it just so that they can be.
He doesn't even know what they're pardoning them for yet. He just knows they're going to get a blanket pardon
because he knows that they've done a bunch of stuff they shouldn't have done.
Can you do a blanket pardon?
Did you hear that? Well, that's a legal question that people are debating right now. But I think he's confident enough that he can convince enough supporters to support it, and that he's got these seats on the Supreme Court that he can convince them that he's just going to go all out. It's like a penny in a pound. You know, you're in. He's in it. He's so twisted in his thinking. Anybody else would have an Amendment 25 by now, because if you can't accept that, if you're delusional enough to believe there's not an epidemic of COVID and people aren't dying, and if you're delusional enough to believe you won an election that you lost by six states and hundreds of thousands of votes, if you're that delusional, if you're delusional enough to think you're never going to hear about the virus again once the election happens, if you're that delusional, you should not be in the White House.
No.
They discovered Kushner set up this other company with forget, $30 or $40 million or whatever, that they were funneling money into this like company out of Delaware with these people. And it turns out that the nephew of Pence was on one of the people in the company. Wow.
Shocking.
And they're putting this money in there and they're using it for the campaign and whatever else. And now he's raised $200 million or
but more. Hunter. But Hillary's emails. But Hunter.
Joe Biden should just go off the bat and say, "You're pardoned," because they're going to drip this for four years. It's going to be the Hillary email. It's going to be the Hunter problem for 4 years, and we don't want to hear about it. You know, the statute of limitations not up, so we're going to pardon you for 4 years.
No
if
shit.
They want to come after you in five, that's fine. But we're not going to have our administration spend all of our time doing what Hillary's administration or her campaign had to do, which is fight off a bogus email thing. We're not doing that for 4 years.
Are you excited about Susan Rice?
I am. I'm excited about the entire cabinet. I love every one of them. I love Pete Buttigieg. Remember, we got all dressed up and went over.
Yes. Yeah, Pete, where's Leah's money, Pete? Where's Leah's money? We have paid to go to a fundraiser. We drove her there. We tried to lurk in to Ryan Murphy's house.
Yep.
We want Leah's money back, Pete.
And we couldn't get in because there wasn't a party. Wasn't happening. They changed the date. And I'm always the last to know.
Nobody Ryan Murphy's told me. Coming home from work.
Oh, he was an attaché case.
But
just
you guys
like, what?
Got to see him.
I mean.
Oh, my God. I didn't know what he looked like. And they were all excited about it. I'm like, okay. Oh, that was hilarious.
The cabinet is really
the cabinet's
cool.
Exciting.
The cabinet.
Cabinet is exciting.
He's got two or three black women. He's got a gay guy. He's got a ton of women on there.
A ton of women.
He's got a Native American on there. He's got Hispanic women on there. He's built his whole communications.
Are women.
Thing is all women.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, women are not warmongers. They want to make peace, and they're diplomats. They want, you know, you're a diplomat. In your home, you have all these factions. You have to organize them and get everybody getting along. That's who they are.
Yep.
Men are like, let's pull a gun on them and tell them how it's going to be.
Dick stuff! Dick stuff!
And also think about the women that have been in there. Like all the gross, like, starting from Ivanka on down, McKaylee Menakamineni, fucking what's Sarah Huckabee do to
Oh my God,
Sanders.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
She's
like, we were women in there too. We were women in there too. Come on.
All those women, you're right, they're all just so,
awful.
We're going to go from trash to class.
Can you imagine the staff of the White House, how they're just like, good riddance.
They're going to have sage, they're going to have Lysol.
Yes.
And they need the sage, you're right. We should send a box of sage there. Like.
That's hilarious.
And now they're dogging Jill Biden because she has a PhD in education.
Oh, that Jonathan Epstein needs to die.
I
that's
mean, his name.
That's again
about
Julie
this.
Goldman saying that.
But can you imagine that this is like.
I can't.
I mean,
The Wall Street Journal.
I can't.
Do they have nude photos of Melania feeling herself off and other women off? They have her lying about her education. They say, she's talking about all these languages she speaks, but everywhere she goes, they have to have an interpreter.
I have Einstein visa, Leah. Einstein visa. I don't know. I speak four languages.
You read
she
the
said,
book.
She said like she's
Stephanie's
eight languages,
book.
I thought.
Stephanie, what's her name? Stephanie.
Whitlock or something?
Stephanie,
or wait.
It's so good. I'm confused with the name, but it was
I can't
just
remember
so,
her name either.
Anyway, it's so good.
Yeah.
But, you know, so they're dogging her for having a PhD in education. Are you kidding me? Oh, how many hours you put in to get a PhD?
She's the epitome of class. She still teaches community college. She's pro, like, public school. She
Julie
teaches...
and I applied for college. We're going to try to go via Zoom.
Oh, to her class.
She's just so great.
I want to. I have a dream. I know they're not going
to
let anyone
it.
Go. But
I know.
We, want to
we
so
should
bad.
Do it.
But, you know, it's just so gross. That
so
like,
gross.
Coming out of nowhere... dogging her for being a PhD.
These guys.
And Wall Street Journal, they need to be put on blast.
And they're
LA
so
Times
classy.
Need to be put on blast.
You know, they're just such a classy family,
yeah,
you know?
And they're.
They've been through so much. And for them, to, I mean, of all the things to pick on, they're picking on that.
Right.
It's like,
right.
You know who I feel bad for, too? I look back at Hillary. She warned us about everything. She warned about Russia. She warned about Russia's puppets. She warned us about everything.
Yeah.
And because she's a woman and there's so many misogynists and because she was a powerful woman and people hate women in power, a big percentage of people do, she didn't really stand a chance. And then they took that email thing, which everybody in Trump's administration is using private email service right now. Ivanka, Jared, all of
and
them.
And they're full back channels as
you
well.
Know, and they've got,
oh, yeah,
oh,
back
and their
channels.
Apps, their
yep.
apps, back channels.
And nepotism. They do everything they're doing with Hunter. They're everything. It's just ridiculous.
And they made such a big deal. And then remember, Trump said on tape to Woodruff that if it weren't for him, Khashoggi would have been in a lot of trouble. I mean, the guy that murdered
the Turkish prince,
SLB the or whatever that his killed, name is. Killed yeah. Khashoggi, yep. had him murdered, and his body put into a million pieces. Mm-hmm. He would have been in a lot of trouble if it wasn't for me. I saved his ass, is what Trump says. And
I mean,
and the Republican Party's like, that's cool. He's a resident of America, and he's a Washington journalist, and they dismembered him. But you know what? We're going to sell those $10 million in arms, and we need to make that money. And how much of that kickback do you think is going to wind up? Why is Trump appeasing Russia and Saudi Arabia so much right now? Because he knows one day he's going to be in private practice again.
He's made already so much money.
And he's already made so much money. And that's why and Kushner and the rest of them. And
yep.
he was in power for one thing, money.
And that's the only reason that he was even able to be reasoned with. They gave him a bunch of, probably snuck a bunch of drugs into his Diet Coke and his freaking McDonald's, and they put him down, and then they told him, we're going to make you a bunch of money, and he's just, like, thinking money.
Yeah,
that's
money,
the only
money,
reason
money,
he's
money,
even
money.
Thinking about leaving, because he's just raping all of his followers for all their
and
extra
$3. And now they're
$3.
All sending their money in. It's just unbelievable.
Well, I hope that with the new administration, not only is the Trump administration going to be gone, I think it's going to be good for the country and for all of us. And not to, you know, just in regards to Hillary, it's time for the Clintons to go. Like the Clintons,
it's time for for a new generation.
Yes,
they
are also have a shady stain, and with the good, the bad, and the ugly with all of it, it's like it's time for them to go, the Trumps to go, and the new
the connection of making money off philanthropy or public
that
office
needs to go.
Public
but
service.
I will say this: Bill Clinton was one of the best presidents we've ever had in the country, in the world. Paid down a deficit, and I mean, left a surplus. No, got rid of the salt bin weapons. I mean, you know,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Let's add that.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
He did her, and that's everything.
Yeah. We hope. Yeah. Well, hopefully, with these people, it's going to be a time of, we had it with Obama, but now we'll have it again. I hope that it like fleshes. Regardless, just with people who are
just purge
good,
everything.
Yeah. Just people who are just, or at least try.
And
at
also,
least try.
You know, Biden has said all along, I'm going to be a transitional candidate, and he's proving his point. He's putting young people, and he's putting diverse people, in his cabinet, and he's proving that every single day.
Yep.
Well, you gave us the idea. We want to go. We're trying. My birthday is January 19th, so it's always on the inauguration. So we want to go to the inauguration. But now I'm thinking, if we go, we're like. We're asking every congressman to get us tickets, but we're going to take a box of sage and walk through the streets with the sage. I mean, that's for sure what we're going to do.
And Lysol wipes. Yeah. Spray it all down. We've had fun. So I guess it was all politics all the time today. So I guess we should say goodnight, but happy holidays, everybody. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy get rid of COVID, everybody. But meanwhile, I think Melania should just sign us off for the night.
Don't forget about Forever 21.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's also for everyone to know that in the year 2021, we've decided the theme.
Oh.
Our theme for 2021 is Forever 21. Forever 21.
What an original idea.
Forever 21.
You know,
and I like it too.
And originality. So
Forever 21. That's me, Melania. I am also Forever 21. And so is my boyfriend. His name is Josiah. He's from Australia. And he's manly, masculine, man. Muscles everywhere. He's so good. So I look forward to him soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Happy Forever 21.
Enjoy new White House Tennis Pavilion.
Countdown like 30 something more days.
Yeah. Yes.
Till inauguration, Randy's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, what? Go listen to Dumb Gay Politics along with Lunch with Leah. Bye. Oh my God, we're crazy.
1 month. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.